darkness settled over everything. Soon there were only shadows and the noises of the sheep chewing their cuds, and occasionally the rattle of a cow chain up overhead. You can imagine Wilbur's surprise when out of the darkness came a small voice he had never heard before. It sounded rather thin but pleasant. "Do you want a friend, Wilbur?" it said. "I'll be a friend to you. I've watched you all day, and I like you." "But I can't see you," said Wilbur, jumping to his feet. "Where are you, and who are you?" "I'm right up here," said the voice. "Go to sleep. You'll see me in the morning."